Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur Podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, welcome to a brand new Hot Spurs podcast. It is Monday, the 11th of April 2016. I am Steve in Essex, originally from Kent, and we've got Colin from Northern Ireland, originally from Carrickfergus in Northern Ireland.
All right. How are you doing, mate? Yes, doing very, very good.
Good. What should we talk about?
I don't know. Talk about Leicester.
Oh, Jack Rodwell.
Everybody else seems to be talking about them.
Hate Jack Rodwell.
Oh. Unbelievable.
So I'm in this new sports bar that I found, about 15-minute walk from the ground. Good to take the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the dodgiest sky ever. Every sort of 2 or 3 minutes, it just cuts out. So trying to watch the game was a nightmare. Now it wasn't too bad, but then that chance, you didn't actually see it until the sky sort of flicked back on. And it was just a slow motion of Jack Rodwell lifting the ball delightfully over the bar.
I know.
And you're like, for goodness sake, you know. Saw the Huth handball, clearly. And the thing is, all these decisions are, you know, they're not really penalties, are they? They're unlucky. I suppose if the ref gives them, but ref gives these decisions all the time. They're just not giving them against Leicester.
No, so, they're getting away with absolutely everything. Mate, but
and you have to say fair play to them, don't you? Because they've been brilliant all season. They actually towards the end of that game was playing some great football as well, and could have won 3 or 4. So there we go.
To be honest with you, I was probably about the. I watched the whole game and it was probably the only time that they probably did play some decent football. But, you know, that's the way it goes. You know, it's went like that for years for, you know, United come the end of the season, even Chelsea scraping 1-0s and 2-1s and things, and it seems to happen. But, you know, we'll move on to the bigger news, which is us. And, you know, the big thing about our result on Sunday, you know, going into that game, obviously, everybody talking about it, it's over, it's 10 points and things. And there was a lot of pressure on Spurs, especially with the delayed kickoff. Never helps anybody, and that goes for both teams.
Mm.
But you know, it was such a big game still for us to show what we're about. And you know, even though United haven't been firing on all cylinders, still pulling out good results this year.
Yeah,
you know, they're still, because really, the thing was, if they had beat us yesterday, they had a game in hand. They won the game in hand. They were 3 points behind us.
Mm.
You know, so you know that's how close Man United, you know, still were, you know, to even being in second place, you know, with ourselves. So, you know, it was a massive result, absolutely massive. And, you know, we'll go through the game and see what both of us think of it. But, you know, happy days, absolutely buzzing after it. And I'll probably say it later on. I still believe, Steve, and I'm still going to keep believing.
No.
I'm still enjoying it. I do, mate. I'm telling you.
No, we just got to make sure that we finish above Arsenal, and then that'll be an actually dream. They're so worried. You know, I listen to the Arsenal podcast, so you don't have to, and they are just so worried. They talked about Spurs, you know, over the past 5 or 6 seasons non-stop anyway. It's their favourite thing that Arsenal fans like to talk about, and you know, particularly recently, they just constantly talk about Tottenham. And how you know they're so absolutely desperately worried about what's, you know, about finishing, but towards the end of their podcast they all say, but we're still going to beat, you know, we're still going to finish above them. Yeah, we're still going to do it. Yeah, so you know, still got that deluded. You know, we're such a brilliant team. And what's great about watching a team like Arsenal at the moment is that they do win a couple of games and all of a sudden they're world beaters again, and Arsenal's the hero again. And you know, they go tune it up against West Ham, and they pass it around like they're Barcelona or something. You know, when Barcelona go tune it up, and it's basically game over, and you know they can just pass it around and that's it. Well, other teams just go, well, wait there, no, you've got another 45 minutes to go yet. And big old lumpy Andy Carroll. Would you have Andy Carroll sitting on Spurs bench next year, Cole?
Yeah, I'd take him if he was fit. That's That's the problem with him. That's the problem. It always has been, but he's a dangerous player, you know.
Yeah, he's always a handful when he's been in a spell. I don't think he was very good when in the 4-1, but other games I've seen, he's been a handful. And, you know, by no means do I mean he starts or plays, in the first 11. I'm just talking about as a third choice striker. You know, we got Harry Kane, we get somebody else in, as cover, and then, you know, maybe a third one, because we're going to need a couple more strikers, Cole, Champions League.
Definitely. I've been saying it for years, but
can't just have one.
I know, I've been trying to get one of that there. It's been hard enough, but, you know, as I was saying, you know, the big thing, I'm still believing, Steve, I'm not going to give up on this here, you know. The big thing, I was chatting to a guy about it today, and he's not a Spurs man. He sort of laughed at me as well and saying it's all over. But when you look at their running, Steve, you look at their running, and it's happened a lot. You know, I've seen the clips there before. Who was it a few years ago? Well, Liverpool, whenever they slipped up.
Yeah.
You know, they were like this sort of many points ahead. And I think, was it Man City ended up winning the league?
But wasn't they 3-0 up against Crystal Palace or something?
Yeah, 2 or 3-0 up. Yeah,
and then they came back in the last 20 minutes, and
you know, so the thing is, you know, they have got the West Ham coming this weekend.
Yeah,
West Ham still fighting for top four.
Well, they're a better team, actually. Yeah,
they are. So I'd be very, very disappointed if West Ham aren't out there the way they played against us and the way they played against Arsenal.
Yeah,
then they've got Swansea at home. I think Swansea are probably safe now, but here Swansea are on a great run.
Yeah,
you know, since we beat them, then they beat Arsenal. I think they've had a couple of funny results. They've just beat Chelsea. Then they've got United away. Now Man United play anything like they did against us.
Yeah, Man United.
I can see them taking points off them. They've Everton at home, which is never easy playing Everton. And then the big stickler for me, Chelsea away, last game of the season. Yeah. You know, Chelsea are not going to want Spurs or even Arsenal to win the league.
We've got to hope that we're, ahead or level on points.
Yeah, needs to be in our hands. You know, remember we've got the great goal difference as well.
Yeah.
It would need to be in our hands in the last game of the season. So that's the big worry. But look, it's not over. And we've got a good run of games coming up. Obviously, we've got Chelsea coming up in a few weeks as well. But why should we not believe? But as you say, you know, Leicester seem to be getting that bit of luck, and it seems to be happening for them, and that seems to be everybody wants them to win the league. I personally don't really enjoy watching them. You know, I think, and I know this maybe sounds biased to me, we've been the best team all season.
Yeah,
out of the whole league, we really have been. And I think it would be unbelievable for the league as well if Spurs won the league. But, you know, we just have to wait and see what comes out of it. But as you say as well, let's finish above the scum.
Yeah.
You know, that will be massive as well for us.
Leicester, I've been really, really impressed with the way that they head the ball out of defence and the way that they keep the ball in the corner for the last 5 minutes of every game they play. I think that's the best two things they do.
And the long ball.
Yeah, the amount of saliva that's in Jamie Vardy's mouth is also very impressive. You know, constantly spitting, that's impressive as well. But there you go. Apart from that, little one-touch balls here and there.
Yeah. I know.
Each one of those 6-0, each one of those 6-7 last games when they've won 1-0, could have easily been 1-0 the other way.
Yeah.
Whereas we battered teams, haven't we? I mean, Bournemouth and obviously United, and we were the better side against United, weren't they? I thought Martial was the only decent player they had, actually. So, and then we got Stoke coming up then, Cole.
See that one. Our three Monday nights in a row,
yeah.
Which is, again, I said it last week, it's very, very unfair in my opinion. But look, Stoke, you know, I think Mark Hughes admitted himself, I don't think they've really anything to play for. I have to be confident going away to Stoke that we can get a result. It's never an easy game, Monday night as well. I wish it was a Saturday 3 o'clock or a Sunday 1:30 or 4, but, you know, the Monday night. But look, if we said it most of the season, we play the way we're playing, we can beat Stoke. You know, we'll create chances, and, you know, we should hopefully get a couple of goals there against them. You know, so, you know, quietly confident, you know, going into that game. And it'll be interesting just to see, because, you know, the big thing will be Leicester obviously playing the Sunday. You know, if Leicester slip up, you know, it'll be lovely sitting getting into that Monday night game, you know, just to try and put a bit of pressure on them. And really, I think the big thing now as well is the pressure is all on them, you know, to keep it going. Everybody thinks it's over. So the pressure is still on them there, you know. So that will be interesting. But look, let's get into this Man United game, Steve. You know, what a result. What a result. And I'm sure it was a strange day for you guys waiting about. Not, did you know that the kickoff was delayed?
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, be able to take your time and getting round to the stadium and things.
I mean, I normally get in about 5-10 minutes before kickoff, and it was quite good because we were about 25 minutes, I suppose. So we saw a bit of warming up, but then the other thing that they do at Spurs, which is great these days, is they play about 4 videos before the kickoff, and each one of them is really, really good. You know, it's not that sort of banging hardcore Euro techno music that they used to play with, you know, a goal blitz. It's actually really, really well done. With obviously you got Trigger doing the voiceover for one of them, all about the history. And then you've got like this Ready or Not song, which is really good. And it's a shame actually, because they still show the Harry Kane goal when we beat Arsenal 2-1, and really, really, you know, I don't know if they should change it to the goal in the 2-2 game. But what do you reckon?
Yeah, well, look, any goal against Arsenal, I think we always love to see it. I know when I've been in the stadium, they show a lot of old stuff as well, you know, so it's great. But, you know, whenever I sat down for the game, I'm never confident, and Mark Nelson, who always sends me text messages or tweets, will tell you he's always asking me, am I confident? And never that confident, but I had a bit of a feeling about the game. But to be honest with you, I thought we started very, very sluggish, very slow. The first, you know, probably 30 minutes, you know, we just weren't at the races really. And it was a strange feeling, because usually when we're like that, I have a feeling that the other team will score. And I sort of got that for about 5 minutes with the United. But after that there, I sort of went, no, I didn't really feel under any danger. And then that last sort of 10, 15 minutes, we seemed just to pick it up, you know, with obviously the Lamella chance, which, you know, like he should have buried, you know, he really should have put away. And there was the other one where Kane sort of turned and had a shot blocked as well, the one where Walker went flying into the box. So you could see that all of a sudden started to wake up. And I actually noticed that, and again, watching it on TV, probably seemed different to yourself. But I think after about 30 minutes, at one point, Pochettino actually just got straight out of the dugout, and he just started to go ballistic at them. You could just see where he must have been sitting there going, right, hold on. And then he just went. And that just seemed to be the trigger, you know, that just started, you know, to change, you know, the pattern of the game.
Yeah.
And when we come out in the second half, you know, we always looked very, very comfortable. And obviously, Martial had a great opportunity. And then from there, you know, it was all one way sort of sailing. And what a 6 minutes, Steve. You know, it was just absolutely fantastic. It was great to be able to bounce out of the seat again and, you know, screaming at the TV and then sat down. And then another one went in. It was absolutely brilliant. And great to give those United fans, because I've been to quite a few United games there at White Hart Lane, and to be fair to their fans, they sing constant. I'm sure it was the same yesterday.
Yeah.
But it was great for us to be able to get a real few good digs back at them. And what I could hear on the TV and what I've seen on YouTube and Facebook, you know, some of the songs were great. You know, good banter back at them, you know. So
yeah.
You know, it's a super day, super win, and it just, I think, showed everybody what we're about. Because I think if that result had went the other way, you know, people still would have been like, well, you know, it's sort of typical Spurs, you know, whenever it comes down to it, they just can't do it. So I think that was where I got most of my joy from, was it was sort of, you know, beat Man United and sort of rub it up a few people.
And we all know a lot of Man United fans, don't we?
Yeah, I certainly do anyhow. Yeah. So they got plenty off it yesterday.
I think the first 25 minutes, I don't know, it was a mixture of, I think we gave them too much respect. I think we looked nervous. I think we were probably a little bit annoyed at the Leicester result. you know, a couple of those younger players sort of, you know, not really, not focused on the game. The touch was terrible of a lot of the players. You know, the balls were getting pinged in. You know, obviously we pass the ball a lot quicker these days. But the control of each player was terrible. Dele Alli, you know, couldn't trap a ball to save his life in that first sort of 25 minutes. And not just him, by the way, a lot of the guys. You know, you can see Eric Dier isn't that force. I don't think he's been that force in the last couple of games because he's obviously trying not to get booked. Does that mean now, because he's not been booked again, does that mean now he's clear for the rest of the season, even if he does get booked?
Yeah, I think that's him clear now.
Yeah. Dele Alli, I thought, was unfortunate not to, when he got booked for that dive. I didn't think it was like a full-on dive. I thought he probably went past him and sort of went down, and it was a coming together.
He sort of hung the leg in a wee bit, you know, but most players do that nowadays, you know. But he was very unfortunate. But you're right about that first sort of 25, 30 minutes. I thought we looked sluggish again.
Yeah.
With Dele Alli, I thought he looked tired, a bit like the Liverpool game.
Mm.
And to be honest, across the whole match, I know he scored a fantastic goal for us, but, you know, he wasn't at himself.
No.
And to be fair to that young lad from United, the right back who went off, you know, he looked the player.
Yeah, he was,
looked very, very strong, good, you know. But Dele Alli just wasn't. You're right about Dar. I think the book on things being in Dar's head as well. Yeah. But even Lamella, everybody's raving about Lamella. Lamella done my head in that first half.
First half, yeah.
So he did, you know. And obviously the header didn't help either. But I just thought his touch, you know. Yes, he works hard for the team, but I was sort of watching it with Christopher, going, you know, this guy's got to have a bit of end product of this as well. You know,
and he did, and Dele Alli did as well. I mean, Dele Alli, you know, people say you can't criticise him because of his age. Yeah, but you've got to tell the truth. You know, the guy doesn't play particularly well. You can't say, you know, let's not talk about it. We're still going to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But of course, we're not saying, you know, he needs to sort it out. Da, da, da. Of course not. We'll say whether he plays well or not well, and then, you know, when he's in his late 20s, we can say he should know better.
Yeah,
So he's got another 10 years of you know.
That's it. No, like personally, I think the last two games he's been very poor.
Mm.
You know, and that's just being honest, and it's not a criticism of the guy because he's been outside. He's been my Well, him and Toby have been my two favourite players of the season.
Yeah.
And hasn't been, but again, Steve, it could be a bit of tiredness from him. He got a massive opportunity with England as well. And that's bound to be playing on the back of his head.
Yeah.
Has to be,
he's
know.
He's played so much football.
Yeah, he has.
And he's involved, you know. I always say this, Cole. When a player is involved as much as, say, Dele Alli is, it's going to make mistakes and it's going to be highlighted. It's a bit like I always used to say about Teddy Sheringham. Teddy Sheringham, in sort of halfway through his career, just decided out the blue that he was going to come back. Do you remember? Like one game, in one game, it's like, wait there, why is Teddy Sheringham picking the ball up from the defence? And it was almost like he'd gone away and watched another striker somewhere. And then it was coined the Sheringham role. But what happened when he did that was he was no longer just a goal scorer. He wanted to be involved in everything. And so he was in the game so much more that because he was practically in every move going forward, you know, the centrepiece of everything that Spurs did, he made mistakes and he was criticised a hell of a lot more, although he did a lot more good things as well. And I think with a player like Dele Alli, who is involved in absolutely everything we do, Cole, he's going to have some bad touches. He's going to, you know, do some things that aren't that great. But it's also going to do a lot of good things as well. So, you know, and you want to see someone involved a lot more than they're not involved. You know, like we criticised Nasser Chadli for being out of the game for such a long period. And, you know, this is not the same with Dele Alli, is it? Dele Alli is involved in everything he does. So there's going to be times when, you know, he doesn't quite
do it. Yeah, exactly. But you know...
It's 20 now, Cole. You can't call a teenager.
That's it. Well, you know, the sign of that other top player for us is, yesterday, even though not having a great game, what a finish for the goal. You know, completely calm.
It was
collected.
Bubbling as well. It's really bubbling as it came across.
And to be fair to Eriksen as well, I actually thought Eriksen had a super game yesterday.
Yeah,
even the first half, he was my sort of, him and Danny Rose were sort of my standout players. And, you know, what a ball. What a ball. Because we could see it where we were, well, what I was watching on TV. I don't know. I'm sure you could see it from in the stadium because of your view. You know, I could see that ball was on straight away. But Eriksen literally, you know, he had to sort of get that one touch and the quick cross and, you know, a great finish by Ali. And that just sort of, I think it just sort of calmed everybody down. I think it calmed the Spurs players down and they sort of went, right, here we go. Just give them that bit of belief.
Yeah.
And they just went on because, you know, Toby, obviously, second goal, great ball in from Lamella, great free kick. And what a header. And Steve, hasn't that guy been unreal? He really, really has.
We did what United normally do to us.
Yeah, true.
You know, United over the last 15 years, they've got result after result. You know, a lot of draws in there, by the way, so it hasn't all been like they've battered us each week. But I remember a game where I think Ronaldo dived in the box in about the 44th minute. But up till then, we were fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then they just went out and won 4-0. And there's been plenty of games like that where we've been really, really good, really competitive. And then, you know, early in the second half or whatever, they just go bang, bang, bang. You know, and the Man United do that. They've done that for years. And you know, it's good. Well, what happened? Spurs didn't play that well, but they got the result, you know, and 3-0, emphatic in the end. And a joy. I mean, the crowd were just going mad in the stadium because, you know, I think when you do beat Man United, the thing is, you know, you're jumping around thinking, right, I'm going to text this mate, that mate, that mate, that mate. You know, all that live in London, by the way. You know, so it is really good fun. Just a couple of shout-outs, Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Edy wants us to discuss Spurs. So we'll do that for you. Fine. And then KG William, what do we need to do to build on this season? What do we need to do, Cole? Couple of strikers. Andy Carroll being one of them.
Andy Carroll, Ranshaw Cross. He will build. The biggest thing is we need to keep this team.
Yeah.
Need to keep the team, keep the manager. And for talking, I don't know, did you see his interview?
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant interview after, you know, talking about the spirit and the best team he's ever been at. And he even mentioned, you know, about keeping it all together, you know, from backroom staff and management. So, look, that's bigger than anything else, is keeping this squad together. And then adding in, you know, look, Pochettino will know the key areas that he wants to strengthen and what he wants to add in, you know, as well. And sorry, before you go on with other questions and things, I meant to say to you earlier, what about Vimmer?
Mm.
What was your thoughts on that decision?
Well, I think that our first choice is Vertonghen and Alderweireld, and it's Man United at home. And you just have to say, you know, fantastic, Vimmer. You've been a model professional and fantastic. Mm-hmm. But if Vertonghen is fit, you bring in Vertonghen. Yeah. If we'd have lost 1-0, you'd have said the complete opposite.
Yeah.
But that's Pochettino's job. He's the one that's got to do it. And, you know, as Tim Sherwood, again, he was on Match of the Day 2, spoke exactly how I would have assessed it and how 99% of Spurs fans would have assessed it, saying that it's a cup final team and you've got to play your cup final team in the last few games.
Yeah.
You know, some people straight on Twitter, oh, I can't believe Tim Sherwood was our manager and what's he going on about and think, well, sorry, what did you disagree with what he said? You know, the guy
was 100%.
He's 100% right. And he's been every time he talks about Tottenham. So, you know, sorry he doesn't say it as articulately as perhaps you might like, you know, but I just don't get it, Cole. Anyway, we've just got a couple more here. We've got Dave Hughes. Hello, Dave Hughes. Caitlin Jean. Ali Watson. Stacey1882. Marathon in 2 weeks, Cole, for me.
Yes, that's right.
Children with Cancer, I'm running for. So if you want to sponsor me, go to Robbo the Teacher on the Virgin Money Giving page. Let's see, anybody else? Lily White, all. Big fan of the show. Sandeep Kumar, always tweets us. Official MK Coys. Michael, do you know this guy?
No.
Gets in touch quite a lot. Colin McKee, you've retweeted a couple of things. The Spurs Compendium.
What?
The Spurs Compendium. There's another one. Let's just have a look on the Facebook. I think we've got something by Dan Jones, who we saw the other day at the sports bar with his son Josh. Hello, Josh. Jason in Thailand, the exceptional form of Kyle Walker. Brilliant. Yeah. He's been brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
He has been the last few games.
And most of the season.
Yeah, he really has. You know, he's been super. And, you know, he was up against it, you know, with Martial. Yesterday, Martial's a quality player.
Yeah.
And I thought he'd done well. It was great, great wee scuffle I had down the corner, you know. That was
Depay he had a scuffle with.
Oh, sorry, yes. Bit of handbags, you know, at the end. Yeah. But, you know, fair play to him. You know, he's fighting his corner. And you like to see that sometimes.
Yeah.
So it was great, super stuff.
Dan, I'm going to come on to that in just a second as well. Dan Jones, would we rather finish second after an exciting season, playing exciting games, surpassing our expectations, or win the league playing boring football, winning every game 1-0?
Like Leicester, that's what he's at.
Yeah.
1-0 every week. I'll
1-0 every week, yeah. What's the future of Spurs support? Discuss. Oh, right, this is when Sam, my boy, and Josh were talking, and they were bringing up names like Harry Winks and Cameron Carter-Vickers and things like that. That's what these young kids do. I know dads will be listening to this and they've got young kids and they do. My son's like, he plays in the garden and I'm hearing shouting, Alex Pritchard. And I'm like, what's going on? And oh yeah, daddy is, you know, because they read the program, you know, they look at all the names and study it all. And
yeah,
great stuff. Is Toby the best centre back in the league?
Yes, 100%.
These Arsenal fans bang on about Koscielny being like, you know, top three central defenders in the world and things like that. It's just hilarious, isn't it? Sorry, but Toby Alderweireld has been absolutely incredible.
He has been. Do you know what? He has to be up. Now, obviously, Vardy or Mahrez is probably going to win the player of the season.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't go against that either.
No.
But, you know, Toby has to be in there for nominations for player of the year.
Yeah.
And personally, I think Dele Alli has been outstanding. I think Toby will win all our prizes this year. You know, I think he'll win all the Player of the Year awards.
I've got a suggestion, Cole, and here's one of my completely weird suggestions. Once again, something that people are going to go mad about and disagree and say it's ridiculous and all this. You remember I said a couple of seasons ago, I said we should just, as a team, as a management, as a chairman, we should just say, do you know what? The league, we're not going to worry about the league. We're going to focus on all the cups and win all the cups. And that never materialised, obviously. Well, here's my big suggestion, right? This season, we announce that we are not actually going to do a player of the season. We're going to give the whole team the player of the season, right? So that means, because I'll tell you why. Say Toby Alderweireld wins it, right? Loris, who hasn't done a thing wrong all season, right, goes, wait there, what have I done wrong? Okay. Dele Alli, been fantastic, a revelation. Eric Dier, any other season, he wins Player of the Year, right? Harry Kane, not done a thing wrong all season, been wonderful. You know, Eriksen, fantastic form. We've talked there about Kyle Walker. Danny Rose, two seasons ago, you wouldn't have thought he'd get into Scunthorpe's team. What a revelation. Lamella, what a transformation he's made. I know he still frustrates, but compared to last season, Cole, or even the start of this season when he was absolutely dreadful, brilliant, you know, a transformation. And then, you know, I've probably left out a load of players there who have been absolutely brilliant. So I just think, I know I'm going to start the campaign now, that as Spurs, as Tottenham, they should say, this season, we're not having a player of the season. We're just going to have the whole team as player of the season. What do you think, Cole?
Yeah, I actually think it's a brilliant idea. Really do. Get it out on Twitter. Get it out there first, son, before anybody else hears this and steals your idea, Steve. No, I think it's great.
Who did I miss off of that list? Our best player?
Lloris.
Moussa Dembélé.
Moussa Dembélé, yes.
How good has he been the last few games and all season?
Very true. Well, here, I'll tell you what to do. I don't know how you do it. On Twitter, I see a lot of it up. I know you've done a few. Can't you put up like a vote?
Yeah, but you get four options.
Right. Well, you can put up names and the whole team.
Yeah, the whole team. How about that? Big announcement.
Put it up there. Get it up. Yeah, get it up there. Get it up there, and we'll get the phone call, and we'll get it off the Spurs official.
And I even think, and I was thinking about this, the best game we played this season, in my opinion, was Watford, where I think we created something like 32 chances. And who was our best player in that game? Kieran Trippier.
Yes.
So it's just been amazing. And by the way, just going back to Man United, the first 25 minutes, Moussa Dembélé kept giving the ball away. But after that, just a joy. I kept shouting out, "You're a joy to watch." Clunks in front of me, he's like, "All right."
some player. It's great to see him. He still frustrates me a bit, but because I think he should still be a 10 to 15 goal a season man. But
you're right.
Maybe that will come with him, you know. But no, it's just great. But no, it just sets everything up so nice, Steve, now for us, you know. And I still just so think we so deserve to win the league. We really do, you know. And the more I watch Leicester, the more they annoy me.
Carl, I judge football teams on the chances they create, the goals they score, and the goals they concede. And we've scored the most, created the most, conceded the least. You know, and like I say, the last six or seven games with Leicester, and actually every time I've seen Leicester, they've been pretty much the same, equal to whoever they've played against. The only game that I thought they played better than the other team was Man City away, where I thought they were brilliant.
Yeah.
Against us, we created twice as many chances. Mm-hmm. You know, if it weren't for that Harry Kane shot that ricocheted off Schmeichel's arm, then, could have been talking different.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. I know. Yeah. It's crazy as well when you think, because of, you look at such a good run that we have been on, it just shows you how well they have done to keep it going as well.
Yeah.
You know, and look, I don't want anybody to think listening here tonight that I'm having a real slag at Leicester because we're Spurs, but it's just so frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. You know, the year that we're really up there, and something I didn't think I would see, honestly. I never thought that I would see Spurs in this position. And it's it's Leicester City. And I sat yesterday at them. I talked about it earlier on, that first game, and it really annoyed me. Really done my head in.
Yeah.
So it did. But
well, I saw the stat with about, what was it, about 20 minutes, just before they scored, and it said Sunderland 10 chances, Leicester 10 chances. And I thought, you know, a team sitting at the top of the league playing second to bottom, and they both had 10 chances each. You know, what would that be if that was Spurs? It'd be like four chances to them, 25 to us, still 0-0. it's got to change one day, Carl. And we're going to. It's been fantastic this season.
Look, it's been brilliant, and you know it's still not over. There's still a few wee twists and turns. But as you say, look, finish. The main thing is if we don't win it, that we finish second.
Yeah.
You know, and finish above Arsenal. And I think they talked about it yesterday. You know, with Ledley King. You know, and he even mentioned himself. You know, how great it would be, you know, to finish above those boys, you know. So, you know, there's a lot to play for, a lot of bragging rights still left. And we're still there, Steve. You've just got to keep the faith, as Big Kev used to say.
Yeah, keep going. All right then, Carl.
Yes, mate. Well, look, fingers crossed. We're not till next Monday night.
Yeah.
And we shall see what happens. Oh, here, I'll put a shout out there as well. Anybody with two tickets for the Southampton game, you let me know. I need to. I haven't been over, Steve. So it's just really with working with Christopher's football over here. But I was talking to my mate Robert that goes to the games with me as well, and Southampton's the only one we can get to.
Yeah.
So it is. So are those tickets been on sale already?
I'm sure they are. I don't know. Yeah, I know it's obviously on telly, but. Even if you get over and go to the Bill Nick.
Well, that could happen as well. That could happen. But the thing is, if I do that and I don't go to the match, I'll be in no state at the end of the game. But look, anybody out there, you know, wants to help me out, I need two tickets for Southampton. Don't have to be beside each other. I just need two seats because I have to get over to that game. I really do. So the shout out is out there, and you'll be looked after for a few pints, definitely.
There you go. All right then, matey. Yeah.
Okay, mate. Yeah. Well, come on, you Spurs, and we're going to win the league, Steve. We're coming for you, Leicester. We're going to win the league.
I'll still take second. Got to take second now. Don't know.
I'll take that too, but I want to win the league.
All right.
Okay, mate.
Cheers. Come on, you Spurs.